Hi all, Brian here from quantlabs.net, checking out the latest status for crypto, CFD, and Forex. So today is November 30th, 6:16 p.m. So as you can see here, there's literally been another down day for crypto. You can see here on the 24-hour change. Now, that does not mean it's up to date. That's why we look at hourly. So when you come into the dashboard here in the analytics, we've got here the cryptocurrency analysis, which is really this. And here you can see who the winners are and who the losers are. BAT BTC is number one, 16.46%. ICX, 8.88. I actually got a chart of it. Let me just see here. Okay, that would be this one right here. Okay, so we want the most of the bar. Well, let's check out the volume first. Strange things happen on Binance where this data comes from. Number one, still SCBTC by a long shot. Number two, by volume, BAT, BTC. Now, when you look at the hourly bar chart here, as I said already, the big ones, BAT, 17.45, and SC, Ethereum's at 8.81%. But there's clearly a bunch of other winners here. And you can also see the percents. This is why I like crypto. When you get days like this, it's really good. A few days ago, it was severely down. The only winner was SCBTC. So let me see if there's any alerts here for any whipsaws. Quite a number of whipsaws here. You can always cross-reference them. But let me just see which ones. I'm going to change this or fix it. We're in cross-reference. I don't see BETC does not have any whipsaws. So that's a definite one that would have been good. What else would have been good? Also, ICX had whipsaws, ZRX had BitRip whipsaws. Both ICX had whipsaws. How about SiaCoin? SiaCoin had whipsaws. Yeah, your best bet would have been BAT, BTC. All right. XLM as well. All right, so let's check out the, keep it nice and easy, CFDs. Tonight's Friday, so there's going to be no Asian moves. Clear winners here. So far is the NASDAQ 100, US 2000. Once again, Hong Kong is up 0.89. XAU, XAG, that ratio. So some defense moves here. And then the UK 100 was up, oddly. And the SPX 500 was up as well. Out of that batch, this one's done not top, but has been consistent. That's the HK 33 Hong Kong. So far, I don't see any whipsaws for that. That's been consistent. The same with the gold silver ratio up 0.75. No whipsaws there. Let's check out that just to confirm it. Right here. Just, so we are looking for our hourly move right here. Okay, so this would have been another shorting opportunity for WTI oil. down 1.17. These guys look good. Let me just confirm that. As well over at Yahoo Finance. Now remember what I'm showing you. Yeah, the markets were up. Gold was down. WTI crude oil was down 1.42. So if you short that, that would have been your best bet. Barely any of the U.S. markets for the day was up. But it looked like it had a decent run-up on the hourly for both the NASDAQ and the U.S. 30. Russell did okay too. Now the other interesting one's the IM India 50. Let me just see that. So there's no whipsaws for that either. But it was down as well. Now, we haven't factored in the volume yet either. So our volume winners was the Hong Kong 33 and the XAU USD and the XAD silver, gold and silver ratio as well. Those are our top three. Interesting. It's definitely a mix. Let's go over to Forex. Where's our Forex? I've not downloaded it. There we go. Okay, so here's our let me pause. Continuing along, we have now the Forex stuff. Here's our typical winners. These always come up the same. So here we are for the overall hourly return movers for Forex. Usual high risk ones or high spread ones. Austrian dollar, Japanese yen, 1.8. New Zealand, Japanese yen, 1.79. Austrian, Australian, and Canadian. I find it kind of interesting at the time that we're on a Friday, and yet the Australian and New Zealand currencies are up there. In terms of the volume as well, you can clearly see that in red, Australian, Canadian, second, New Zealand, Japanese yen, number one for volume. Fascinating. That's all I can say. While we're here, let's check out to see if there's any form of whipsaws. Now, we just had a crash, so some of the data has been restored from a few days ago, so the system needs to update that right away. Hopefully take a couple of hours. Let's see here what we have for volume. Yep, we can get definitely. FX alert didn't get generated yet. No, not generated for the FX alerts, for the whipsaws. Yeah, I guess we'll have to leave it at that. Hopefully we can get back either Sunday, Monday, and better results after this database crash. On that, Wayne Show, talk to you later. Bye.